You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoofit.
Hoofit was a girl.
Head. And Hotbox.
Global.
Hey there, and thanks for joining us for episode 6 of The Training Dummies, recorded on August 2nd, 2012. I am Taylor. I play a druid tank named Hoofit. Joining me tonight is Daryl, the bastard that put together that crazy intro with outtakes, who plays his resto shaman in hand. And also we've got Rob, the DPS DK, Hotbox. So this episode, we're going to discuss user interface enhancements and customizations, also known as add-ons. All right. Dude, that was totally live, man. That was live effects.
So rude. Never would have guessed.
Before we get started, Hotbox, how's your week been?
Yeah, that add-on, that intro, man, that was showcasing some of our finer moments there. Oh, man, week's been pretty good. I feel like there's a lot going on, like, outside of game. So, kind of hitting that stride where you got to balance and you got to take care of what you need to take care of, but you still got to get in and be part of the team. So there's a lot going on, but it's good. It's not bad at all. We had another successful raid night tonight. I brought the hunter in. Hadn't brought him in a while, and it was a kind of old hat, felt good, didn't feel too out of sync with it, so kind of like making the rounds on some of the tunes. Now, especially with that 30% nerf, we're able to get in and just do it, and it's not even really, you know, doesn't really stress anybody out. It gives us a chance to kind of have fun and try out new things. So, Hind, how about you, man?
I haven't been that playing the game that much this week. You know, I'll log in a couple nights here and there and just do my Oracle dailies, trying to get that exalted with that rep to finally get that achievement. I've done Tolbarad a couple times, but other than that, in the raid tonight, I haven't been in that much. I've been busy packing because we're going camping, or as Kofit likes to say, we're going housing next week. We actually leave tomorrow afternoon. We're picking my oldest son up from camp at 4 o'clock, and we're on the road. So that has been what I've been doing this week is getting ready for that. Taylor, what have you been up to?
Well, first off, I gotta say, you're definitely housing. When you told me that you were gonna if you had power so that you could get an internet connection while you were housing, you know, I don't care if you don't have a microwave in that thing, in that beast of a tin can. You are not camping. That is housing.
Hey, the only reason I was looking for that is so that we could record next week, no problem. It's for the greater good. For the greater good.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I, too, have been doing a lot of stuff out of game. Last week, I was talking about, you know, job searching and going for interviews and stuff. I did get a pretty painful interview this week, and I think this is the most intense interview I've ever had in my life. It was like an essay of questions from a panel of people. I didn't even get to do my usual amount of long-winded talking, and all of their questions still pushed that clock to like an hour and a half of interviewing. It was insane. And yeah, outside of that, I finally started the third book of the War of the Ancients trilogy. I'm about halfway through it. I just got to I slightly passed the point, but now I finally know why Illidan wears the little thing over his eyes and why he's got glowing tattoos. That all makes sense to me now. And
spoiler alert.
Oh, I wasn't going to say what it is. I was just saying I found out. So, I'm sure you could wiki that information and really find out if you wanted to know, but it's cool reading it from the books. I never looked it up before, but it's nice to actually see the scenario that it happened in. And in game, mostly I've been doing archaeology. I just got over 600 solves, and I'm at
gosh, dude.
I'm still
wow.
I am still trying for the Tolvir hand pet and Vial of the Sands pattern. So of the 600 solves, I've got almost 325 or 300, between 325 and 350 Night Elf solves, just trying to get the Tolvirs to pop up. I've got 98 Tolvir solves, and of those, I've got 10 jars, and none of those have had the pattern, and I haven't seen the hand pet pop up yet.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, I saw you the other day, because we use the Gatherer add-on, so I get little updates every time somebody is doing one of their professions, and I saw you and Tolvir an awful lot the other night.
Oh, my goodness. It was pretty cool. I got 6 Tolvir digs in a row.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, wow. Okay, I thought I was lucky with 3, and then a 4th one popped up, and I'm like, Eureka, look at me! And then the 5th one popped up, and then the 6th one popped up, and then I just went to bed.
I don't know if I'd say you're lucky or really unlucky, man. You get 6 in a row, and you still don't get the pet, or the pattern. I think
half of my Tolvir solves are like Castles of Sand or something like that. Pretty boring.
Oh, lovely.
We got some feedback, which is pretty cool. We got some feedback from last week's discussion when we talked about reforging and enchanting and doing gems and getting your characters ready. So let's go ahead and get through some of these. Hen, do you want to start these off?
Sure. Michael Sherritt says, worth noting that gems plus enchanting your gear is approximately equivalent to 1 to 2 pieces of extra gear once you add all the stat bonuses together.
That's a very good point to make.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. You know,
free stats. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. The Dark Moon Herald says, a great website for enchants of all levels that apply to your tune is wow-heroes.com. The cool part is that it even tells you the mat, so you can easily figure out what you want. So this sounds almost like a wowgems.com that we had mentioned, except for enchants.
Yep, we had asked if anybody knew of a enchanting website that gave similar information as WoW Gems, so that's very nice to add into that.
This WoW Heroes site is super, super diverse. I don't know if you guys took a look at it or not, but it'll actually recommend to you what content you should be looking at, you know, what raid content, heroic or normal, or what achieves you've done so far on what bosses, and what, you know, all kinds of what you should be looking at possibly to do or what you can do.
Right on.
Oh, and we do have a success story too, and this is more related to our macros episode a couple weeks back. But I was talking to Yinxie on Twitter, and he was saying that he was looking forward to the add-ons episode tonight, and because he's been leveling up a paladin healer. And I said, "Well, did you check out the macros episode? Because I think that actually is probably going to bring more to the table than add-ons will." And so a little while ago, he just tweeted us and said, "I just set up the mouse over macros, and whoa, how sweet is this?" And then he told Upsana over from the Dark Moon Herald that she needed in big capital letters to set them up because it feels like cheating, and cheating never felt so good. Oh, I think that's super cool to hear that. Yeah,
that's very awesome to hear. Very, woo! Very awesome.
Good job, Yinxie.
Yeah, and he's even getting on other people to do it now too, so that's what we like. We're gonna spread the word.
That's the whole point. Yep. Man, you tell one person, if they can tell two people and they tell two people, hopefully eventually looking for raid and Dungeon Finder won't be so painful in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, when you go to Pug next time, maybe that healer will be using mouse over macros, and it'll be that much more smooth.
Well, in addition to that, we also got an email. We got an email from a warlock. He says, "Hey guys, I checked out your podcast. It's been very helpful. I've been playing this great game for a while. I ran into something interesting last night while raiding with my guild. We were doing a regular Dragon Soul, and they brought in another warlock to fill in a slot. When I raid, I usually have Recount and Omen going to keep track of my progress. I noticed the other warlock was pulling similar DPS numbers, and everything is good. I did a quick gear check, and OMG! His gear held a way lower eye level than what I have. I keep up with my gear, gems, and reforging. That must be Canadian spelling.
Nice. Should be British.
I pull good single target, and my AoE is great. Single target is about 27,000 DPS. Should I expect more, or is this an average for a demo lock? My tune is... maybe I'll leave his tune out just in case he didn't want that made public. Let me know what you guys think. Can't wait to hear from you guys, and keep up the great work. Richard.
You know, the three of us don't really play a lock or don't know that much about warlocks. So what I did yesterday is I talked to a couple of warlocks that I'm pretty sure know their stuff. I asked Amajade and Demonic Rick, and what they both tell me is 27k is about where you want to be for your item level and the content you're doing. There's nothing wrong with 27k DPS. What I think that other warlock in your group was an anomaly. We actually have one in guild just like that, he could take any character and excel at it. He'll a lot of times he won't have a chance because for his work, I can't remember exactly what he does, but
he's in the military.
There we go. So he doesn't get to play a lot. So his tunes aren't always optimized with enchants and gems, but he always excels.
Also, 27,000 DPS is pretty good. What you should probably look at, just in case, if you're looking at a damage meter, make sure you're on your total damage and not just the DPS. And look and see if your total damage is matching up. And if he's keeping up with you on total damage contributed, chances are this guy is probably just playing on a whole different level. Sometimes people like who we're talking about, one of the guys in our guild, they just know when to do things. They know, in addition to knowing what your priority is and what procs you should use before other ones and just your general,
too, there's the pet swapping and all that, and you know, there's very, very like
subtle things you can do.
Yep. Things that like people don't even realize. I was talking to another lock the other day and he's like, oh, well, you can do this and this and this, and I'm like, oh, well, I just keep my dots up and use my cooldowns. You know, like, kind of overwhelmed when you get into it.
The kind of people that he's probably encountering, these are the people that are thinking 10 to 30 seconds ahead, or even, you know, once they use their cooldown, they've got their sights on the next time they can use that cooldown already. They know how many spells they're going to be able to cast until they can hit that next cooldown. They're playing very predictively, to the point where they might even be watching the boss health percents, saying, okay, well, I could blow the cooldown now and get a little boost, but I know I'm going to get 10% extra damage if I wait 20 seconds, so that I'll use it then, and then I'll basically get, you know, whatever multiplication that the bonuses imply, you'll get that much more damage. This is often why these kind of people will beat other people to the punch and do more total damage and more damage per second. I would re-look at your meters if you ever get a chance to party with that warlock again, and just don't look at the damage per second. Look at the total damage alongside of the damage per second. I've seen people that have the same identical DPS, but then one is contributing way more or way less total damage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can pop a couple of crits or something similar to that in a very short amount of time and get a high DPS, but overall you may not be contributing. So I would look at that just in case, but if he's still keeping up with total damage in addition to DPS, then yeah, he's probably just playing a little bit more advanced. And I would ask, don't be afraid. Anytime I'm on one of my DPS, I always compare it. I look to see, you know, I look at the person I'm competing with, and I see, are their spells, you know, is their top damage spell this one, then the second one is this one, and the third one is this one. If mine are at least in the same order, then I know I'm probably doing something right, then it's maybe a gear thing. But if I see them way out of order and way different percentages of each one of those things, then I know maybe I'm not taking advantage of my procs properly, or maybe I'm using a cooldown with the wrong type of spell when I should be doing something else. I would look at those things and see if that's maybe what's getting you behind on this guy with lesser gear.
Well, and like you said, also with Dragon Soul has several of these fights that have, I don't want to call them burn phases, but the damage phase, you know, with the Zanas, you know, during that black phase, and then the next, you know, 20 seconds after that, you get the increased damage, and then, you know, Hagara right after she comes out of her protection phase where you're, you know, where you're running around, you know, there's that extra burn, you know, if you save your cooldowns for those moments, you're gonna be able to pull ahead a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You're playing the game to your advantage, and that's what you should be doing. So yeah, look into that too.
Yeah, not always opening up a fight with your cooldowns. You know, if you know that, you know, save it for a minute maybe, because it's gonna come in more handy. You're gonna get that much more out of it. It's just kind of maximizing and just making sure you know the fights.
Yep. Again, you might be able to use it right off the bat if it's a very short cooldown, and then it'll be available once again when a boss has a vulnerability. Otherwise, save it for when they're most vulnerable. That was some good examples, Zanaz and Hagara. Both of those are kind of misleading whenever you go back and look at it.
Yep, and even like Yorsaj, if you get a Black Slime and you get all the adds, you can cheese it up, man. AoE the heck out of that.
You know, yes, you can.
Yeah. Yep. We usually try and save Lust for one of the Black Slimes, so everyone can just tear into them and, you know, get them down really quick, but it also helps your numbers, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, on Twitter, and I don't know if we asked on Facebook yet, we're still getting used to that, but we asked you, the listeners, do you use a bundled UI add-on package, or pick and choose what you want and need? Tell us what your favorite is.
Who keeps putting you in favorite? What the heck is going
on?
Yeah,
that's right. The person's spelling it correctly. That's here. Who.
I see.
Yeah, you can tell when I'm tweeting from the Training Dummies versus
you could tell. You could tell who's doing the Training Dummies account.
Yeah.
You could tell if it's Hind with all the weird spelling. You could tell if it's me with, like, every single word is typoed. And you could tell if it's Hoof, because it's very well thought out.
Or because I run out of character spaces.
Yeah, because it takes three tweets to say what he wants. But it looks like some of our feedback, we got an awful lot, so we'll try and cruise through some of these, because we actually want to talk about a lot of them. But Perpetual Caster on Twitter said she uses Bartender for sure. Lignar over from the Epic Podcast, woohoo for those guys, they're awesome. He said he uses DPM as a quality of life add-on. He loves Arc Inventory, add-on control panel, and add-on junkie. Maybe that's add-on control panel because he's an add-on junkie. Yeah, I use that one too. That's really good. Lita Wow says, there's no way to pick one favorite, but how about a top five? She wants to know what ours are because she has 72 that she sorts through. Lady and I don't even, let's see, what do I don't even know. I've got like 50 something I think right now, but we'll get into that later. Lady Angelie says, WIM as a raider, it allows me to focus on the fight at hand and go back and read whispers afterwards.
I think that's Windows or whisper instant message, something like that.
Oh, is that like a chat one?
Yeah, WIM. I think that's what it means. Yep.
Oh, a girl dragon says, I would say Altaholic, but there's an annoying email pop-up that I get every day for no reason. And yes, I love that add-on, and I get that same error, so maybe we can figure that out. Clockwork Bell says, I have a hand-picked selection of LVI, Omen, DBM, Raven, Tidy Plates, Sun Viewpoint, Omni CC, Inline Aura, E-Casting Bar, and MSBT, which is Mixed Scrolling Battle Text. Those are all her musts. Kevin Oldscratch over at the Dark Moon Herald, one of my personal favorites. I love Kevin and Upsan over there. He uses Seljunk and Mogget for his.
Mogget is important.
That's a must have, huh? The girl's gotta look good.
I love Seljunk. That is
a shaman's gotta look good.
Darn right.
Also, we've got Grieve 1311. I pick and choose what I need, or download a package and pick and choose. So I guess he picks and chooses.
That's okay. I'm getting that.
I'm not sure what the kind of vibe he's giving us here. I pick and choose. I get a package. I pick and choose. Okay. Is that a J or an I? Psy Ghost. SJ Ghostlands. I absolutely love GUI by Goldpaw. It's got great raid frames and the best bag module I've seen. While Lou says, is pirate speak allowed in? If not, I thought... my goodness, I'm going to butcher this one.
Dude,
though not
real,
so
I'm
fun... though not so fun if left on by mistake and looking for raid. I think that's when it would be the most fun.
No kidding, man.
Pirate speak and looking for raid.
Pulling in yar!
Nice. I steal all your loots. Booty. All right. Koenig 510 says Postal. I really like Postal as well.
Yes.
The Mage Tank. Tuck UI for a couple of years, but I have switched to the similar yet different Elv UI. Both are at this website. Jasila.
She's the one that did the whole World of Logs thing for us, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, she did.
Jasila.
The one I paraphrased.
And I'm a Jade the Lock. Both of these people love voodoo. And I'm a Jade the Lock agrees excessively with Jasila. And Kaleri likes grid and power auras.
Power auras.
We also have Anzi 17 says he... picks and chooses, and his favorite add-on is Titan Panel. Ledicious Warrior says, Omen is a wonderful add-on. Also love Atlas Loot.
Where he says love.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry. Love. All right. Jules from Torrent Think Tank says, woo-hoo. For me as a full-time healer, I can't live without X-Pearl. It tells me so much info on the raid frames. Another one from Anzi17 here. He's got Dominoes, Grid, Quartz, and Titan Panel. Does Postal count?
Yes.
Viewporter, E-Align, and KG Panels are also good. Ormi says Grid, Click, DBM, and Bartender.
Was that you or me?
Was who or you, what?
His name is Ormi.
Oh, or me. Ah, gotcha. I'm a little slow tonight.
Come on!
We have Michael Sheritz, who says, I use Tell Me When for a lot of stuff right now. Quartz and Doom Cooldown Pulse are amazing. And finally, we have Yinxy, who was our success story about most of her macros, says, hey, since you're covering add-ons, could you touch on the must-haves for tank, heals, and DPS? So what we're going to do right now, since we asked you guys what add-ons you use, we're going to tell you the ones that we use and our favorites. For healing add-ons, I don't actually use a lot. Since I do mouse over healing mainly, the main add-on I use is Blizzard Rain Frame Indicators. So what this does is it takes the stock UI raid frames that come with the game that Blizzard supplies, and it will put countdowns on the frames. There's 9 positions. You know, you got the right, middle, and left on top, middle, and bottom. So there's 9 positions where you can set it up to put timers, amount of stacks left or remaining. I think we've actually mentioned this in another episode where, you know, for the beacon of light for our paladin healer, I'm always telling him it's dropped because I have a beacon of light set on one of my position so that I know if it's up or I know who it has, because what I'll usually do is if we're running 2 tanks and one tank has Beacon of Light and I know that because I can see where he's got it, I'll put my Earth Shield on the other tank just so they both got that kind of they both got that extra healing going on for them. And in addition to this add-on, the other one I use is Smart Debuff, which is fantastic. If you're a healer, you need to have this. Or something similar, or possibly Decursive is another one that's similar. But it's a simple way to dispel. Yeah, it's a simple way to dispel. I know we had It's a Vortex Pinnacle. We had a healer, a guild healer, who could not dispel, and clearly didn't have a smart debuff, and I almost wish he did. But the last boss in that instance, you get an achievement for not getting the static cling at all. The entire group got the achievement because we had to, because he would not dispel us. He would not dispel that debuff, so we had to get the achievement in order to beat the boss that day. Taylor, what are your main tanking add-ons?
Well, before I get into this, I want to let people know we run more add-ons than what we're saying here, but we focusing specifically, since it was asked, on healing, tanking, and DPS. So, and this is what we use for these roles specifically. For tanking, I really, really would not like to be without this add-on. If it ever breaks, it's not required, but man, it's such a nice amount of information. And this is the very first priority of tanking add-ons, and this is threat plates. Now, threat plates is actually requires another add-on to run. Threat plates is a module of tidy plates. So if you want to use this, you download tidy plates, and then afterward you download the threat plates module. And what it does is, when you load it up, if you have aggro on stuff, all your bars turn nice and green and pretty, and if you are starting to lose threat, they turn yellow and they get a little bit larger, and then if someone actually does pull threat, they get even larger and turn solid red. So you can easily pick out, especially this is really nice when you're AoE tanking, if there's a whole bunch of mobs and then one of them starts getting loose, you know exactly which one got away. And since the health bar gets larger, the more threat someone pulls from it, it becomes much easier to click on and get that threat back. The next thing I really like, I like to use inline auras. And this basically just puts a very tiny and unintrusive counter on all of my action buttons. And by that, I just mean if I've got a spell on a keybind or anything, it puts the counter on that particular spell. So if I've got my lacerates up, or if I've got my pulverize buff going, or my thrash bleeds, or any of those things, it just shows a counter of how long those things have remaining. Or if I go cat form, you know, I can put up my bleeds, and it'll show me how long I have left on the bleeds, or if I have combo points accrued. It's just a very handy, completely out-of-the-box add-on that gives you a bunch of information without actually taking up any space. The next one I like personally is Power Auras, and really this add-on could be used for any role. Specifically for tanking, I use it for any type of alert for damage reductions or any of my main tanking cooldowns. I have a bunch of nice little auras that are all nice in a row. It just tells me, you know, how long I have left on them. So I can either stack my defensive cooldowns a little easier, you know, if I see all my icons, or I can line them up to where I just use one at a time, and it just gives me that information. After that, I would say GTFO, get the F out.
That's not so much a tank. Yeah, that's not so much a tank add-on as a Rob add-on.
That's true. Jeez, I did learn it from
Rob. Best add-on ever.
But it is helpful for DPS and healers most of the time. But there's some very detrimental times where if you don't have this, you may not notice that you're standing in something. Just an example, Blackhorn in Dragon Soul. Sometimes he'll put is it Shockwave? Yeah, the little dust.
Yeah.
He'll put a Shockwave. The hand wave.
The hand wave.
Right in front of you. And sometimes you're not paying attention. And, you know, you're looking out for the dragon debuffs on the ground. And, well, of course, that'll alert you too. But, yeah, it's just nice to have that. So it really kind of gets in your face about it. And I also like Quartz Cast Bars. Someone else in one of the tweets mentioned that they like Quartz, and what I like about Quartz is that in addition to your combat, you can position your cast bar, your target's cast bar, your focus cast bar, and you can rearrange them however you like and move them around with your unit frames if you choose. It also has some other nice features like for crafting and such. But and lastly, this isn't quite so much tanking, but since I'm usually raid leading while I'm tanking, I have, this is a silly one, but it's called Ready Check Announcer. So it's nice because sometimes you do a ready check and, you know, nine people click ready and one person doesn't. So you sit there and wait a while. You know, finally they'll say, hey, what are we doing, guys? And you're like, well, we're waiting on you. Well, what ready check does is it will, if you have raid lead rights, or in the five mans now, everybody kind of has it. But in raids or in five mans, if you have the right to do targets and those kind of things, assist or raid lead, what Ready Check Announcer will do is it'll capture who's ready or who's not ready, and then it'll report it at the end of the ready check that, you know, these people are or are not ready. It's very handy in groups, especially pugs, if you're just not sure and people may not be responsive, maybe they don't speak English. So when you do a ready check, it'll let you know, as opposed to just typing, are you ready? You know, those types of things. I guess I got one more. Sorry. and this is a pretty heavy-duty one, but I only use a very small portion of it. It's shadowed unit frames. And I did this because I was really getting a little frustrated with the default target and focus frames. It just wasn't doing it for me. So I went through several add-ons, and I just wanted to be able to only adjust the target and focus frames and their targets respectively. So basically I've got my target, and then just right above it is its target, and then on the other side of my screen I've got the focus, and just above it is the focus's target. And it's visually ergonomic for me the way I've got it set up. And of course, none of this is anything anybody has to do. It, of course, everything is based on your preferences. And this is why I ended up using this particular add-on, just because of the way I've got my power aura set up, the way I've got all my things lined up. I needed something to move my unit frames around just a little bit more than the default UI would allow me to do with those particular frames. The raid frames for a tank aren't super important for me. I can do plenty of stuff with a mouse over macro or any other type of macro. I don't need anything extensive raid frame wise. That's about it for tanking specifics. I got tons of other add-ons that I use, but that's about it for tanking specific.
I guess it's my turn then, huh?
Yeah, that would be it.
Well, really, in terms of DPS add-ons, I really am going to echo a lot of what Hoof had said with his, because they really apply to no matter what role you're in. So most of my must-haves are not role specific. They work great no matter what you're doing. The first one I have listed here is, we talked about it before, it's called Red Range. And a nutshell version of that is, it just, whatever you're targeted, it will, when you're not within range of that, your skill button, your bars down at the bottom, it'll kind of red those buttons out, make them really solid red. And when you look at it, it's very, very bold, and you see it. And when you come into range where you can actually use those skills, then the red fade, the red disappears from that button. So you know, just at a quick glance, oh, I'm not even in range to use that skill. You know, whether you're healing or tanking or DPSing, you can see right away, I can't get that guy. He's not in range to interrupt or taunt or do whatever, you know. So that one is great.
Just to clarify, it doesn't make it solid red. It's like the icon is being looked through a red lens. So you can still see the number, the hotkey, and you can still see the icon of the spell. It just makes the entire button red, so it really stands out.
Yeah, you can still see the icon itself and whatever the picture is on it, but it's got the rose-colored glasses thing going on. Next one I have listed, and I'm probably going to cruise through a couple of these since they're repeats, is the threat plate. And as a DPS, it's really good to know if you're being stupid or not. And it's really easy to be stupid as DPS because people forget, you know, even though we outgear this stuff and it's really easy, tanks still need a sec to go ahead and round things up. You know, in particular, our Twilight Run, where you're escorting Thrall down the hill and around there, and in those you know, four sets of mobs that come out, and they've got you know, what is it, like five or six guys that are in each group, and those can get out of hand. You know, you got a couple of hunters, you got or rangers, whatever they are, and the caster and some melee guys, and if the tank doesn't get in there and grab everything right away, and you start blasting AOE on it, then next thing you know, you've got two or three guys pounding on you. So it's good to know, you know, do I need to use a defensive cooldown? Do I need to back off? Do I need to whatever your class skill is going to be, it's good to know if you're pulling off the tank. Inline ores is probably one of my single most favorite ones, and I know, you know, Hoof talked about it being able to put that little really non-invasive timer on your button. It works great for dots. It works great as a healer for HOTS as well. It'll show you, you know, when I'm druid healing, you can see, you know, rejuve and life bloom. You can see how many stacks you have up and how much longer you have. You know, I know you can put those on the frames as well, but it's nice to have a lot of those on the buttons itself. It works great for combo points, you know, that kind of thing. Which also leads me into the next one, power auras. I was working with somebody with Abby this week on teaching a little bit of Feral Kitty DPS. We went through and set up power auras specifically for combo points and tracking bleeds. And, yeah, I mean, you could do so many things with power auras, it's ridiculous. You know, I have a couple set up that will yell at me, you know, when my buffs are about to fall off, you know, Horn of Winter on my Death Knight or your shouts with your warrior, you know, when those are about to fall off or when they do fall off, or, you know, as the shaman, when you got your shields up, your water, your earth shield, or your lightning shield, you know, I have a big alert that'll pop up and say, hey, these aren't up, you know, so I like those quite a bit. Of course, GTFO, because it's not only an awesome add-on, you can make really good dance remixes with it, so that's a great one. I stay away from class-specific add-ons, and this is just me. I play so many different things all the time that, like, if it doesn't work out of the box, I kind of don't really even want to mess with it. I don't want to take the time to sit there and set it up and configure it and everything, you know. But there's a couple. There's one called Elementarist that's specifically for, like, Elemental Shaman. And that's a great out-of-the-box one. It actually kind of recommends what you should do next and when, and it helps you to keep up, you know, your lightning shield and your totems. And it also takes into account your professions. So if you're a herbalist, it'll tell you to use that well, it's not Life Bloom, whatever the heck it's called.
Life Blood,
you know, because that gives you a haste buff as well. So it takes a lot of that into consideration. That's a cool one. There's all kinds of rune trackers for Death Knights, magic runes, DKM, DKI runes. You know, the way I have my own unit, my own avatar, and my own frame set up, I can kind of keep an eye on that, but, you know, the being able to see how your runes are generating back is really nice too. So that's just kind of at a glance. Oh, another one that I was going to mention after somebody said something, you guys mentioned quartz and someone else mentioned another one, but I just use one that's just called cast bars, and it does really the same thing I think that quartz does. Allows you to size and place your bars anywhere you want. You know, it's great for me, it's great for interrupting stuff, because, you know, when a castable spell is going off, I have a giant bar that goes across the top of my screen, and I go, oh, okay, let me get that real quick, you know. And if it's non-interruptible, it's got a big shield and a big silver lining around it, so I can just see at a glance that it's not, you know, something that I can't interrupt. So,
oh, did you know that inline auras, if your target is casting a spell that can be interrupted, your spell interrupt icon will light up and count down
until the how long you have.
Yep.
Oh, so really? If it, I've never noticed that.
Oh, yeah, it's
if they
awesome.
If they have a 3 second cast, your interrupt icon will start counting down 3, 2, 1 to show you how long you have left for you to be able to interrupt. So that's pretty awesome. Cool.
It's a nice kind of looks alert. Like a proc. It does that little Christmas lights thing, like, hey, hit me quick, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, and at this point, most of us know, like, what to interrupt and who does what, but it's kind of cool to see that light up, too. It's I like things that are like, hey, do this, you know? So yeah. I think that's kind of, you know, I know we're like I said earlier, I've got like 50-something add-ons, and I don't use them all the time, but I think in terms of like quality of, or not quality of life, but the must-have ones, I think that's kind of where I sit, man. If you took those, you know, half a dozen or so away from me, I'd be one sad DPS.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these add-ons are going to bleed into each other. There's some add-ons you're just going to want regardless of your role.
No, like we were saying, though, some of them, it doesn't matter. I want inline auras no matter what role I'm in, whether I'm healing or DPSing or tanking, I want that. I want threat plates no matter what I'm doing, you know. I use power auras no matter what I'm doing. So, yeah, they're really efficient no matter what.
Well, let's take a second to discuss why we don't use certain add-ons. I personally used to use all kinds of raid frame add-ons, or there was a time even where I was using whole package add-ons. I've been playing since January of 2005. Hen's been playing longer than I have, and I think there was a time where we went through those phases where we used these things for a long time, and 7 years later, is it seven or is it more?
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half years later, and I can't stand these package add-ons. Now, this is all preference.
Personal preference.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm not saying they're bad. I just personally can't stand them. But, you know, I've learned over the course of 7.5 years that a package add-on gives me more than what I want and more than what I need. So I don't really find the need to use, like, I tried. I really did try. Someone said, hey, you've got to try out Tuck UI. Mm-hmm. And I tried it out, and I tried it out for about a week. And I tried several different configurations. I tried moving stuff around, trying loading different pieces of it, and it was way too much, and it was way too much for me, so I just completely got rid of it. I also kept hearing about Voodoo and how good it is, so I tried that as well. I set up all the frames and everything, and again, it just wasn't for me, and I really think for a new player, Voodoo, If let's say you've got someone that's trying to learn how to heal, guiding them towards Voodoo, unless they're extremely savvy, I think is going to be way overkill. I think just some mouse over macros and the default frames is going to be way more beneficial in the long run. But Voodoo does have some really, really cool stuff. And I think if for any role, healing is actually the best use of using Voodoo. If you use especially if you're using a combination of mouse over healing, you know, if you got especially if you've got a gaming mouse and you're using mouse over macros and you're using Voodoo properly anyway, you're going to have a lot of options. You're going to be able to use so many things for mouse overs, and then you're going to be able to have click options on top of that for direct raid frame clicking. So you could click for some things and you can mouse over for anything else with keybinds.
Yeah,
it would be great. Outside of that, for tanking and DPS, I have found very little use for Voodoo. So, listeners, if I'm missing something for tanking and DPS, let me know. The biggest use I found for it as a tank or a DPS is battle rezzing, of all things. there was an option where, you know, you can just click on it. You can set a click option on a unit frame to where if I click it, it'll cast a spell that I want, and you can change it to anything you want. You could make it a heal spell or whatever. I set mine to rebirth, and there would be times where, you know, someone would die and I'd click on them to rebirth them, but they were out of range. An arrow pops up and says, "There, you got to run over here." And so it would kind of guide you to them if you were out of range, and then you could click them again when they were in range. So, I mean, yeah, that's great. That is a really, really cool function of Voodoo. Again, it's got lots of great functionality to it. It just wasn't for me for tanking and DPSing. But holy moly, if you've never used this, just load it up and try to set it up without any guidance. And if you can
yeah,
do it,
good luck with that.
If you can do it, I will bro fist and high five you all day long. That's amazing.
We'll give you all the gold.
So what about you guys? I mean, there was a lot of add-ons mentioned here. Some of these I wasn't familiar with, and we did. I apologize, you guys that are listening. We asked these questions a little late during the week. I didn't get to research some of these that I had never heard of before, and I'm kind of interested, so I might have to be looking at these over the weekend. Hannah, what are you not using and why?
I'm not using pretty much any healing add-on. I never have. You know, there's not only Voodoo, but there's Grid and Healbot or another two of the big ones, and I've never used any. You know, I used to, in a five-man group, I used to use the F keys. F1 through 5 will target your group. F1 is always you. F2 is always the group leader. So I'd always request that the tank was the group leader in five-man, so that I always knew F1 was me, F2 was the tank, and then 3, 4, and 5 were the other ones. It was actually a sideshow of suck moment to do with that I'll I'll get to Dark Moon Herald one of these days. But then whenever I did raid healing, I had until Blizzard got their act together. Yeah, until they got their act together and created better raid frames. Yeah, I used X-Pearl for a while, for actually quite a while I used that, and I think there was one I used to use before that even as well. I'd click and then heal, you know, etc., until I discovered mouse over macros, and I was able to get rid of X-Pearl completely.
Mouse over macros, right?
Oh, yeah, that exactly, yes. So, I'm not saying Healbot is bad. I'm not saying Grid is bad. I'm not saying Voodoo is bad. It's just, yeah, like you said, personal preference. I've never used them. I don't see a reason to start using them. I think I can heal just fine without them. You know, between mouse over macros, the standard Blizzard UI now, and the raid frame indicators, which provides all the information I need, you know, it's... I don't need them. It's not something I need. But what I would say is if you're not going to use like mouse over macros, or you're not going to use the standard UI with like raid frame indicators, you want to use something that gives you that information. So that's right. How I'm getting it, you know. But you do want to use something that will give you that information. It's just I'm getting it differently than, you know, those three: Healbot, Grid, and Voodoo. You know, that's the biggest thing is being able to get the information you need. There's, you know, the thing with the Blizzard community and them allowing people to write their own add-ons, there's millions out there, and they've all, you know, they're all different, but that's the great thing. You could pick and choose to find something you like. You know, there's, you know, even the damage meter discussion we had, right? There's Scatta and Recount, and I'm sure there's more. They just... Mm-hmm. They give you the same information, it's just presented differently, or it's done differently, you know. So there's no right or wrong here is the biggest thing, I guess, is what I'm trying to get across. Rob, what don't you use and why don't you use it, you know, one of the more popular?
Well, I think let me come at that at a different angle.
Is there even a more popular DPS add-on? I don't think there is. Is there?
Well, see, the thing that I've kind of picked up from you guys, you know, because you've been playing a lot longer and have kind of ushered me into a less is more mentality. And so, you know, we had a couple of guys, like you were saying, that even recently that are like, oh, Talk UI, oh my gosh, HUD, Ice HUD, or, you know. And so I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot, you know.
Yeah, you tried those out.
Yeah, and I go in there and, oh, wow, this is great. Oh, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. So what I'm like, I really like this. So, I'm kind of like, if someone's got an idea for an add-on or whatever, yeah, man, I'll fire it up. I'll try it out. But I'll take that. You know, I took what I liked about TuckUI and went and integrated that into my own, you know, kind of stripped down a little more basic. So I can't really say that there's anything that I'm like, no, I don't use that. You know, I don't really use RAID frame add-ons. I'm messing around right now with Grid just because there's some quirky thing going on. We don't in our guild raid as a 25-man group. We raid as a 10-man group. But if you go into like LFR or if I ever pug into a 25-man group, if people cycle through that group, you know, as especially in LFR, you know, by the time you're done with that run, a 25-man group ends up having 50 different people in it. Your frames, the Blizzard default frames get a little wonky, you know, all of a sudden people aren't showing up properly and they're not in the right places, and that does mess with, if I'm healing, it does really mess with the mouse over heals. So I'm kind of messing around with Grid right now. It doesn't seem to have that problem. It seems to be really stable, and I've set it up in a nice group, the kind of thing. But I can't say, like, I don't use this or I don't use that. And like Hoof was just asking, with DPS add-ons, really, like I said, I kind of stay away from class-specific stuff because I feel like I've got a really good, solid core of add-ons that work for me no matter what I'm doing. You know, sometimes there's things that are good specifically for what you're doing, and that's cool. And you know, like I mentioned, I use a couple of those, but I try to stay away from the class-specific ones because I really do so much. I guess like Ken was saying, there is no right or wrong. It's very personal preference. You know, some people are probably listening to us right now going, are you serious? You're not using a package UI, or, you know, you're using right. The standard frame, you know, they're yelling at their iPod right now or whatever. But, you know, we've found ways to do this and be really successful with it. And if you are using HealBot and you like it, then that's awesome. Cause I've run some with some healers that kick butt with some of those add-ons. I just have found a way that works better for me that I don't have to, or I don't use those, you know?
Yeah. Let's go over, let's try to narrow it down to three quality of life add-ons that we like. Just something really easy. We won't go into deadly boss mods or damage meters or anything like that. Those are givens.
Gimmies, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some other ones that people don't realize that are out there that aren't necessarily popular. Or maybe there's even several other types of add-ons for it. But can you give me three quality of life add-ons that you guys think you wouldn't want to be without? Go for it, Hen.
Don't you steal any of mine, dude.
All right, I've looked through it here. I'm going to say accept dailies and turn in everything. They're quick. You know, as soon as you go to a quest giver who has a daily, it'll automatically accept it.
Really good in the Molten Front dailies.
Yeah, exactly. And when you go to turn the quest in, you just click on the NPC, and it's automatically turned in. That's fantastic. Those are two really good quality of life. And looking through my list here, say chatter.
Ah, is it really? Son of a...
That's a really nice chat log add-on.
And if only we had a document online where we could have not overlapped our stuff, right?
Oh, man, really, huh?
if only. Anyway, those are my three top picks right now.
Those are good picks. Those are good ones.
Don't get me to go first if you don't want me stealing yours.
All right.
All right, Rob.
Someone had mentioned this in one of the Twitter comments. It's called Add-On Control Panel. And if you do run a lot of add-ons, this will allow you to basically flip those on and off without having to log back out to the character selection screen or anything like that. It allows you to manage those right there from your options menu in-game. You can turn them off, turn them on. you know, load pieces of it. You know, those, it's really nice, and it's all, you know, kind of right there, right up front. Let me scroll through here. I would say Griffin's remover. That's
not, yeah, I was thinking for that one.
Mixed scrolling battle text. Yes. This one allows you to format any of the battle text, basically any of the on-screen alerts that you get. It allows you to format those. And I, out of the box, I used it out of the box for a long time, and I liked it. But it was actually Hoof that really dug into it, and because he didn't like it at all, and he dug into it and tweaked it. And I actually saw in some of his videos that he made of our raid team what he had done with it, and I was like, oh wow, dude, yes, this. So I've kind of got incoming on one side, outgoing on the other side. I have a lot of the static and a lot of other stuff turned off, so it's just really at a glance I can see, you know my obliterate just hit for 67,000, and you know, and I can see all that, and it's very clean, very neat, you know, very ergonomic. So that's really cool. And if I'm going to go with a number three, I'm going to go, because I play so many alts, I'm going to go with Reforginator. I'm looking at several here that I could go with. I'm going to go with Reforginator because I don't always have memorized every single, you know, what's best for every single spec, for every single everything. So it's nice if I get a couple of new pieces of gear or run through LFR, you pick up some stuff and you want to go real quick, I can just drop in there and open up Reforginator, and it'll say, you know, you could say, all right, take a look at all my gear. What should I do? How can I get the most bang for my buck right now, real quick, without having to go research it or go to ask Mr. Robot or Noxic to try and figure out my stat weights? You know, I could just get all that really quick. So that's going to be number three for me.
All right, now I have to think of three on the fly here.
I know.
All right. Well, I do a lot of auction housing on the side, and one of my this was mentioned in one of the other tweets. One of my favorite quality of life add-ons is Postal. I went through several mail add-ons, and I ended up landing on Postal, and so far it's been great. It does mostly what most of the other ones do. I just like this one in particular. It's got a lot of like save features for who you sent to or who the last person you sent to was.
Oh, yeah.
Drop downs for mailing. If you list a lot of auctions, when those things come in, there's options when you're at your mailbox to open everything, or maybe you want to open, let's say you've got 20 items in your email and every other one is something that you aren't ready to open up yet. There's little check boxes on the side, and you can check every other one or whatever the case may be. You could check four on the first screen and three on the second screen or whatnot, and click open selected, and it'll only open the ones you want to. You know, maybe there's some difficult to sell items that you don't want to list back up yet, but you don't want in your bags hogging up space, so you'll just wait on it. So Postal has some very good retrieval options. It's got some good sending options. It's just an all-around really good mailbox add-on. Another one I like, I do a lot of farming. Well, lately, especially with all the archaeology, I get so many gray items or whatever it is, the items that sell. Or when I was farming for mounts, you know, you go into Karzan and you pull that whole first room and you just kill everything and you start looting everything and you get a bunch of junk to sell. So my second one, quality of life, I would say is sell junk.
Yes.
And boy, is this a time saver. All you have to do is go to any repair guy or any vendor and just open up the pane where you can buy and sell stuff, and it will automatically get rid of everything in your bags that you want to. It also has options. Let's say there's a gray item that you really don't want to sell because it's weird and quirky.
Sentimental, or yeah.
For whatever reason, you don't want to sell this gray item. You can tell the add-on, don't sell this, and so it won't sell that particular one. Or you can add stuff that are not grays to the list of things you want to sell. Maybe it's an old item that you can collect off of mobs, but they're kind of worthless, and you just want to get them out of your bag. So if you are, let's say, farming Karzon for the horse mount, I forget what it is. They're like soul essences or something like that that drop off the ghosts. I don't remember what it is exactly, but you like. I just added that to my sell junk list so that I wouldn't have to sell all my grays and then go to my bags again and look for that item and sell to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add stuff like that to it. I thought about talking about an auction add-on because I do a lot of auctions, but instead of going into that, I'm going to go with something a little bit different. It's called Loot Roll Mover.
Oh, yeah. And
as silly as this sounds, there's nothing more annoying than when you're tanking, and it's important to know
doing
that
anything.
Everything's right in front of you, and somebody loots, and all the loot windows pop up right in front of where everything is at. What Loot Roll Mover does is it allows you to move the anchor point of where the loots pop up. So if you could move them off to the left or to the right, or it's completely free range. It's not like you have to choose within a grid of a selection. You can move the anchor point anywhere you want at any point in the screen. So it's really nice to just kind of have it off to the side, and you can just do your rolls off to the side and still keep tanking or DPSing or whatever it is, and then you can roll later at your discretion without having to worry about stuff popping up all over everything. So that is my third quality of life add-on.
Those are great, man. Those are good ones.
Yeah, for sure.
My mind are better, but...
All right. Let's wrap this up. We got some shout-outs today. Hen, go for it.
First, I'm going to send some serious hen love to Hearthcast. Root and Freckleface over there gave us some serious props this week. It's going to be hard to live up to the hype they're creating about us. I don't know. But I think they called us the walking encyclopedias of WoW.
Oh my goodness.
Something along those lines. Wow. Yes.
I'm honored and a little embarrassed, but okay.
Exactly. Major hand love for those guys. For playing our clip, I've been trying to create trailers now for upcoming episodes, and we've been sending them out. And many other podcasts have been gracious enough to play those for us. So we have Dark Moon Herald, Torrin Think Tank, Convert to Raid, The Instance, and of course, Hearthcast again. Have all been very gracious and played our clip for us. So
and we thank you for it.
Yes. Immensely.
Yeah. Really awesome community. Man, everyone is just so willing to help each other out and give each other shout outs, and it's awesome.
Rob said it best. It's not a competition, or at least from our perspective, it's not a competition. We are here to just be helpful. We just like to help people. So we thank everybody that's helped us reach a wider audience. Okay, so we got some 5-star reviews as well. Let's go ahead and read off some Canadian 5-star reviews.
All right, we got 2 from Canada this week, which is fantastic. Whoa. Yes. Okay, we have Great Listen, Great Hosts by Gondel. He says, greetings from the Great White North. I'm really digging the show so far. My wife liked it too. I've been playing for 6 years, and I'm still getting some great info from your show. I especially enjoy the episode on macros. I just started using a few, and your episode has me wanting to really get into it more. Keep it up. The show is now on my regular rotation.
Yes.
And we also have one here from Avi. She says, not only do these guys give wonderful, easy-to-understand information for World of Warcraft players, they're also fun to listen to. You can tell they put a lot of thought into answering questions from listeners. Whether you're a new player or a seasoned one, you'll get something awesome out of the training dummies each and every show. Keep it up. I love listening every week.
Until we get to the next show, then we may not have something quite so awesome.
Right.
But we'll try. We'll keep on trying.
Yeah.
We
have one, yes, from the U.S.
Yep, from iPinch.
Ouch.
Right. He says it's a great show. There should be more podcasts out there that help new and old WoW players. In the one of the reviews that Han just read too, these people have been playing for years, and it kind of seems like some people just don't realize how much resources and how many things out there that are at their fingertips that they don't even know. You know, with the macros and I guess the macros. You know, general strategies, just so many things, you know, that you've been playing for years and you're doing your thing, you don't realize there's a whole new world of stuff out there. So it's super awesome to be able to just talk about this stuff and get it out there and share some of it. So,
well, yeah, even for us, it's the same thing. You know, I've been playing since release and I didn't learn about mouse over macros until the beginning of Cataclysm. So, you know, even us too, we're learning all the time on this stuff. So. Wait, you're saying, Taylor?
You didn't, right? You didn't know.
Wait, you didn't learn them until the beginning of
Cataclysm? Oh, the truth.
For mouse over macros. I didn't invent them.
You didn't invent them until Cataclysm. Okay.
It's a conspiracy.
All right, fine. Who's editing the show today? We got to get that out of there.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in our guild, we've had a very pay-it-forward attitude. We have fostered a learning process, I suppose, or a teaching process, really. You know, when Rob first joined, it was, you know, hey, try this. And of course, he did his own things when he was learning stuff. And then whenever he was ready to learn more, maybe he asked for some more info, or maybe
came around.
Or maybe he finally came around, yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to do here. There's a lot of stuff that people either overlook or maybe they're in a guild where, I don't want to say they're in an unhelpful guild, but it could just be, maybe it's a guild of players that at the time, you know, they didn't understand how Thoughtbot worked, and then so they never followed through with that, and then they never caught on to Wowhead, and they're just, you know, maybe they just didn't know where to go to find some of these things that people talk about. You hear about it, but you're not really sure. So I just hope that, you know, if people have questions about something, that we can elaborate and explain on those things. And that's what we're here to do. So, you know, if there's something that we can do to help you improve your game, or if there's some kind, you know, heck, we found out an alternative site for the WoW gems. And mm-hmm. I've been looking for something like that for a while, and Dark Moon Herald told us about WoW Heroes. So that was, that's new info for us, but we're going to broadcast it out and hope it's helpful for other people as well.
Well, I think that about does it for episode 6 of The Training Dummies. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies. Follow us on Twitter at Training Dummies, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can send in your questions or MP3s to the show at thetrainingdummies.com. As well, be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. If you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is there. You can also leave comments on all of the episodes. Thank you, and good night.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!